Bloomberg Surveillance with Ken Pruitt and Tom Keene. Listen on demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Now available free for both iPhone and Android devices.
The patent on peanut butter was issued in 1884. I can't believe that. I would have thought it was a lot easier. Today, 9 out of 10 Americans have a jar of peanut butter in the kitchen. Full disclosure, I am a Skippy house. Skippy is for sale, not Peter Pan, not Jif. Skippy is for sale, and Chilo Verde is here to suggest what Skippy is worth. This is great because it's like actual business, actual merger. Unilever owns them. Right. Why do they want to jettison something as iconic as Skippy?
Well, I think Unilever wants to focus more on its household and personal care products. That's been their strategy for a while now. And Skippy is one of those brands that doesn't fit into that strategy anymore, as far as I know.
Now, Skippy does go to someone like Conagra. Conagra owns a peanut butter brand. It owns Peter Pan. Mm-hmm. Are there going to be any antitrust concerns here?
So you're absolutely right. Conagra owns Peter Pan. Together, the two, Peter Pan and Skippy, would be about 26% market share in the U.S. Jif is the big brand in the U.S. It's owned by Smucker's. The top two companies, Conagra, if it owns Skippy, and Smucker's, would have about 72% market share. So you could argue it goes from 3 to 2 players. Mm-hmm. It is becoming more concentrated. But keep in mind, private label owns about 20% market share in the U.S., according to Nielsen data. I think the FTC would look at this. I do believe it would go through, though, because private label would still have enough of power in the market to keep prices where they should be.
You're an award-winning tobacco analyst now with Jefferies. What does a jar of peanut butter cost? I mean, if you got a peanut farm in Georgia, yeah, and you put it in, is this one of those products where it costs like 8 cents to make it?
Well, the price per pound of peanuts has gone up last year after a terrible harvest. It cost about 35 cents or so per pound of peanuts. But you need to process it and so on. So it costs a little bit more than 8 cents.
Although the cost, will that cost structure be changing because there was a bumper crop for peanut butter? Peanuts, I should say, this year.
That's absolutely right. So last year, the companies had to raise prices significantly. Right. This terrible crop last year. Now, this year, we had a bumper crop, as you said. The bumper crop should bring the input costs down again. That should bring the price on the shelf down as well.
Let's bring in artisanal peanut butter expert Barry Ritholtz, who spends $18 for some Brooklyn peanut butter.
He spends too much.
Peanut butter actually, company in the village is the best, actually.
The last time I was in Whole Foods, I was stunned to see a shelf, like racks of organic peanut butter. Is that an area that's growing fast, and can either of these companies, you know, make progress in that? I was just stunned to learn. I didn't even know there was such a thing as organic peanut butter.
Well, if you look at Jif, for example, from Smucker's, they have an organic version. They have a no-sugar-added version. There are more than just crunchy and smooth peanut butters these
really?
Days.
Really?
Oh, absolutely.
That's a break exclusive,
there's
folks, right
raisin,
there.
There's cinnamon raisin. There's all sorts of good brands.
What's it mean for Unilever? What does this mean? Nestle trying to get rid of their products, Unilever. How are these people turning this into net income, into pre-tax income that can move their shares?
Well, the peanut butter shelf in the U.S. has become more crowded. As you said, there's now the entire organic and artisanal movement. It's not anymore Jif and Peter Pan and the private label brand. It's getting more fragmented. Kraft has entered the market with a Planters product a few years ago. And so with that, the more power you have on the shelf, the better you can operate. So if Peter Pan and Skippy get together, they own more of the shelf. That gives them more leverage with the retailers. Now, for Conagra, this is supposed to be a $500 million or so acquisition. Conagra is a company that generates over $13 billion in revenue a year. For Conagra, it doesn't really move the needle that much in terms of accelerating the growth, but it allows them in a category that hasn't done too well for them lately to do a little bit better.
Is there a global play here? Is this a global opportunity for whoever buys this? Do they eat peanut butter in China?
They might eat some peanut butter in China. Coming from Germany myself, I still
do you,
don't
do you have peanut butter in Germany?
In the U.S. section of your grocery store, which is about this big.
You grow up with peanut butter and jelly sandwiches?
I grew up with Nutella toast, exactly. It's much better than peanut butter.
Oh, no, excuse me. You don't have peanut butter in your house, you
have
Nutella?
I have peanut butter and Nutella. We've got both.
You're so sensitive,
no
I can't
here.
Stand it. Say, but, you and me in the food court after the show, PB&J.
Listen to Bloomberg Surveillance weekday mornings at 7 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York. or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2012.